Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome. Welcome to the Venus in Velvet radio show. My name is Tore, and I am so happy that you have tuned in again this week. Tonight, our subject, our topic, is all really about your shielding. Some of you may know that term, some of you may not. Shielding, like protecting, a way of getting yourself anchored in and deflecting, as we would say, spiritually, deflecting anything that's not meant for you. A lot of times I'll talk about energy and people want to know, well, I just want to know how to protect myself or clear myself. You know, well, that's part of energy. Understanding what energy is and knowing the difference between a lot of energy, very overwhelming, or not enough energy when you feel, say, sluggish, down. Sometimes that can make a great effect on what you're doing and impact of telling you, perhaps you need to keep yourself guarded a little more. You may have heard the term psychic vampire or energy drainer, energy vampire. Well, that's a term that we use when someone who is very draining, and some people don't mean to be draining, others don't care if they're draining. They want what they want when they want it. So if you're interested in asking about anything into the topic tonight, I like to keep it on point with the topic. So the number is 646-727-2585. And I have a caller who's been waiting. So caller in the 325.
Hey, Tere. It's
Hello.
Lenore. How are you? Hello?
I'm Lenore. How are you?
How are you? I'm okay. I had a loss of my father in January, but I know he's in a better place.
Yes, I'm sorry
to hear
that.
Yes, it was tough. I'm in a relationship, and this is a good topic. I wonder if this person is draining me, and is it going to work out? He's supposed to do two things he hasn't done yet. Is he going to do them, and then should I just give it up?
All right. Well, let me get into your vibration just for a moment here, Lenore. Okay. I do see a lot of expectations here. Rhiannon, the goddess Rhiannon, is working with you, and she's trying to get you to make a decision. And she's got you all with that whole energy of you can't seem to ride or get off the horse. You're kind of stuck.
I am. Yes.
So I see a new beginning, a new start. So one of the requests that you have for this gentleman, what is one of the requests, if you don't mind sharing one of them?
He is supposed to have some back stuff worked on. I don't know whether it's been an operation or a therapy or what. He's got therapy scheduled, but he hasn't scheduled it yet. And he's supposed to go get some help to become a more independent blind person. He hasn't done either yet. He just got the script from the surgery last week, Tuesday. I mean, the surgery.
Right.
He just got
right.
a script to see if he could get physical therapy and then see if he can avoid the surgery. And he hasn't done either. He hasn't. He started center and then he stopped because his back went out. I just don't see him as being motivated or just, you know, I mean, I don't, he just doesn't fit me, I guess. I thought we did it. It's not working out.
Well, you know, I keep seeing like a new beginning with blessings around a new king for you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Like
a new
love. And I know that this my guide said this man was kind of a charmer, worked his way into the fold, and but he feels catastrophe around him. He's pulling in that energy.
Mm-hmm.
So what happens after you connect with him? Do you feel really drained?
Not always, because I really feel good, to be honest with you. I would just like him to do things he needs to do, like get the help to become a better, he lost his sight, to become a better person, you know what I mean? Learn how to live as a blind person, because he lost his sight.
Right.
Quite a while ago.
Okay.
So I really don't feel drained. I just feel I wish he'd do what he's supposed to do, because he's got the potential, just doesn't want to use it. I think he's frightened. But we get along quite well. That's why I guess holding him back.
I just know that he's dragging his feet on all of this. And
yes, he is.
It's a psychosis. You know, he has to go get some, he has to really go get some counseling.
And he has to start being
more proactive. And I know you're really rooting for him and everything, but I see, like, a new turn of the wheel for you. You know, and I see a lot of blessings coming in your path. So, you know, all we can do, and the thing about that is we can just keep praying for him that he finds a strong day to make a clear decision.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And I do know that... you know, Rhiannon, who is very, very strong, she's a strong goddess. And when she appears, it's really like, it's really about that strong woman who's putting herself on hold for someone who is not, you know, is not on point with their life. And it's like you're spinning your wheels. You may enjoy the company with this man, but I know that you have the potential to be in a relationship where someone is blessing you and giving you what you need. There's no harm in being connected with him and in friends, but I see a stronger focus coming out of this for you, a stronger blessing.
Well,
you can
leave the horse to water, I think you do. Yeah, can't make him drink. You're right. You're right.
You
I was right.
You can leave the horse to water, but you can't make him drink it, honey.
I just wanted a clarification. I was right, and I was, you know, I always make sure you clarify with you. What do we think? You know how that goes.
I understand, and I send him a lot of blessings and a lot of healing light, and just that maybe he'll turn the page. And you're not trying to kick the man when he's down, but you certainly don't want to put your whole world on ice.
Mm-hmm. I know.
Not motivated.
I don't.
And willing.
I don't.
Yeah.
I don't.
But I see more positive things coming up for you, so get on with it.
I'm trying. I'm trying. I give you blessings too, Mr. A.
All righty, Miss Lenore. Well, you
okay,
take
I'm
care
listen.
Of yourself. Shield and deflect, and I'll put you on the listening.
Okay,
end of
thank you, sweetie. All right.
Well, you're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Have a good night. Bye-bye.
Yes, you too.
Okay. One of the things that we talk about in protection, sometimes I was suggesting to a client about a week or so ago at an event, and I said sometimes we have to kind of put people on kind of in a protective zone from ourselves, because, and in one case it's like there's some mixer, say at work, you have somebody who likes to mix it up a bit, somebody likes to stir the pot and get people rattled, and it's all about them, and you know, and it's just an irritant of your day. How do you deflect that? Well, you know, there are a couple ways, and I learned from some serious mentors in this industry. And one of the things that I learned, and I will never forget this technique, it was from Sylvia Brown, who had said, cast a silver net over this person. And you're kind of, in a sense, binding not them, but their negative energy. Well, I kind of got a response communication, a response call, from this person who said, you know, I tried that technique, Teray, and it worked. And that day was so much better. And then the next day, that person actually came over to me and apologized. I was just so happy to hear that. So it is about the empowerment that you have with your tools, your energy. Silver is a protectant. Okay, gold is an attractor for wealth, but silver is really for protection. So when you cast, say, a silver net over someone or over a whole situation, you know, you're just trying to take away that, stifle that negativity. You're supposed to, like, net it up, bind it up, and
something good will come out of that, because it'll slow down that energy, it'll silence the energy, and that's what's important, is that you find peace with things, you make peace. So make peace with your situations by keeping yourself clear of negativity, clear of this negative vibration. Also, the mirror effect works very well. You can, like, deflect your that energy that's coming at you and send it back. You know, sometimes when people tell me things that are upsetting, that people I know and love, and I bounce it back, and I'm like, look, I don't want to hear this. I can't hear this because this is upsetting, because this is beyond my control. And it's like, now you're getting worked up. No, I'm letting you know I don't like it, and I don't connect with it, and it makes for bad energy in a conversation, in our connection. Sometimes we may not like what people act like or what they do, but we don't have to keep, as we say, recycling that story and that energy, because what it does is that lower energy spins it out to others who aren't in lower vibration, but they may be open or sensitive or aware. So all you sensitives out there, start using your mirror and deflecting the energy back and saying, we don't need to discuss it. I know that person or that situation isn't good, or good for that person or situation in your life. I know it's not good. Let's just bless it and send it out for healing. And the best is yet to come. So we have to start using our deflection tools more. I have another caller. And, okay. Caller in the 561. Hi, caller in the 561.
Hi, how are you?
Good, and you?
I'm fine.
Who am I speaking with?
Oh, this is Lena.
Oh, Lena. I thought your voice sounded familiar, but I need to always make sure. Because, okay. Lena, how can I be in service for you tonight?
I have two part-time jobs. One I started a few weeks ago, and I'm really not happy with both of them. I really want to find a good, just one good full-time job. So I wanted to see if you saw that coming through for me at least by the end of the summer.
I see a lot of new opportunity, golden opportunity, my guide actually said. What you need to do right now is to be grateful and bless everything that you have in your life and just say, you know what, I there are people who can't even get one job and I've got two. And right now I'm willing to trade these two in for the one great job. I don't feel that you'll be trapped in a situation like this for much longer, Lena, okay? But it is your energy and you have to do the work, and anything that might be negative or drags you down in either of those jobs, I want you to let that go at the end of the day and clear it off of you. And when you come home, you need to focus on the ultimate feeling of a job, just the one job. Saraswati shows up with you, who is an East Indian goddess, and she is all about your higher self, your wisdom. Okay, you have a lot of gifts, like she's showing you her gifts, but you have a lot of talent. So she said you're going to have to just pick one then, if that's what you desire. So you focus in on your best, highest and best talent and let it be open for that one job opportunity. It could be a possibility within 2 months from now, my dear, okay? But you have to do the work and you have to do the manifest.
Right.
Even though you might
not
be crazy about this, I'm going to tell you something. You sound so much better than from before in your energy. So you just keep on raising your vibration, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're very welcome. Thank you for calling.
Yeah.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Okay. Sometimes we have, like in this case, we don't have, like, the perfect situation, and you're really not crazy about what we have, but sometimes we just have to say, okay, even in this moment of doubt or concern, we're going to let those go to the wayside and we're going to address it and then let it go. You have to face your fear and let it go, or face your concern and let it go. That's how you clear it. and you take it away. Ask your angels, ask your spiritual guides and helpers to take things off of you that are burdens on your shoulders for that help, for that guidance. And when it comes, be in gratitude. Pray, meditate, open up to the higher energies. Don't get stuck in being, all recycling the story over and over what's not good in life. Because as I heard this one radio show DJ in Orlando, he's so funny. He's like, he always says, what's good? He never says, what's going on? What's up? And he says, what's good? And it startles people. It kind of stops them in their tracks. And I said, I'm going to use that. I like that because what's good? What's happening? What's good? You know, because it is an important thing to tune into what is good. And not just what is the routine, the regular everyday stuff. If you want to change energy and your vibration, make sure you're sealing yourself in white light. Make sure you're wrapping yourself and cloaking yourself in a higher vibration. Sing the notes of the scale to raise your vibration. Sing it. Sing that note to the scale. Run those notes up and down, up through the body, mind, spirit, energy. You're going to clear out any stuffiness and unwanted thoughts, okay? Because shielding also means that you got to be a little more clear so you can recognize what energy is not for you. I saw an interesting movie today, which I had not seen for a very long time. It took a little downtime between emails and the sessions, and it was actually The Princess Bride, and there was a statement in that movie that is so profound about how we can tell when people are lying. And the woman basically said, the princess said, I see it behind your eyes. So sometimes in order to shield yourself, you have to create your deepest truth, and that way you can see through someone else's eyes, if they're telling the truth or not, or if they're lying. And you don't even have to tell them they're lying, because you already know. You know it. So just be aware of it and be in your truth and know the difference. Peacock feathers are huge in many cultures just to display, and that's kind of a way of protecting yourself. Like deflecting that eye of the peacock, that little eye on the feather. That's to guard yourself away from negativity. Turkish eye, if you've ever seen the eagle eye, the blue and the white dot with the black dot in the middle, that is the Turkish eye. That is the eye of protection. And the hand of Fatima, or Fatima, some would say, that has the eye in the hand. That is also to deflect negativity. Think of everything that's light and happy and positive. When somebody or some situation starts to get the best of you, and you keep putting it out there and putting yourself out there, waiting for things to change, don't wait for those things to change. Start drawing in the positive energy. Draw in that light. Forget about all that whatever's going to change. It may never change, or it may take much longer than you expect. So keep your expectations for yourself. Make them part of your daily journal. Any of you have ever heard that statement, you'll know. Cutting the cords of negativity means seeing yourself attached to something, say from your mind to their mind, or your heart to their heart, or vice versa, or your mind to their heart, etc. And see that cord, pulling that cord back, drawing it back, and shaking it out and clearing it. If it won't come loose, you're going to have to ask to help cut that cord, because you don't need to get suckered in, drawn in. You don't need to hold on to that. Sometimes we might not hear good news from, say, medical people. We might not hear good news from, say, our job or family. Remember, realign your energy with your own cords. You don't have to start attaching yourself to the bad news. Just acknowledge it and say, okay, I'm not going to let myself get pulled down through all this. Even in death, you know, when we lose someone we love, and like Lenore who lost her father. I know how that is. When I lost my father, I tried immediately to see it as no more suffering. His transmutation of his energy is into a place of no suffering. And even though we might miss all of our people we love who cross terribly, we will never heal if we hold on to that pain. And they're not in pain anymore. We need to deflect that pain and say, that pain was for that moment in time. I don't need to carry it on my backpack of life and carry it on my heart chakra. I just don't. It's not good medicine for me. See, you know, not all medicine comes in a jar or a bottle. Sometimes it just comes from just that energy of knowing. Think a happier thought. Think a higher thought. When you're missing someone, don't sit there and dwell on their how they left. Remember a lot of good things about them and the funny things. We were discussing things about my father. I do hope everyone had a good Mother's Day, by the way. And for mothers of all kinds, and even with fur babies and those by blood, those by heart. You know, we were talking about something that, you know, grudges and things. And sometimes my father was very into the, oh, hold that grudge. I heard two stories about the situation when he was holding on to. And a person never knew that he let go of that. My brother told me the first part, and then my mother told me the second part. And then I shared that with my brother, and I said, he made his closure with it. He finally got closure. And it's funny how we only take in part of a story. And they always say there's three sides to every story. So what one may just proclaim all the time, you start bearing witness to and holding on to that energy like that's the gospel. And that's just how they are with that situation. Well, maybe not. Maybe you're just hearing that one rant over and over, that tape. Just like someone might be hearing it for you. Let go of it and make closure with it. Make your peace. We cannot express enough how important it is to walk into situations protected and shielded. Even if you can see yourself like the Star Wars stormtrooper, all in those little white hard shell outfits, maybe that's your shield. Maybe that's what you have to embrace and think of when you're going into a difficult situation. What about, you know, a lot of people just say the white light. That's important, a shield like that. You can design a shield if you want as well. And you can, in your mind, put that up in front of you whenever you're encountering something that's difficult. Or if you just walk into one of those, like, mega stores or a mall, you just have to say, shields up, and your helpers will help you. Or I need you, angels, I need your energy and your protection. Or I need my protector guides to be with me now, shielding me up, keeping me void of all of this energy. Because sensitives have a tendency to connect with other people's energy and hold it. They don't mean to. It's just something that sensitives do. We do it all the time. But I learned the bounce back ball or the deflection mirror technique because I don't want anything to do with it. And if it sounds like I'm being negative, so be it. It just means I don't want it to enter in my vibration. You have many layers of auric fields. And if you have a tear in one of your auric fields, there's seven layers there. If you have a tear, and that's where sick I'm in, or illness. So don't allow yourself to have a tear. Don't get caught in someone else's negative thought. Push it away. Even practicing, if you want to use a good example, think of Stevie Nicks and her song Stand Back. Think of how her hands always went out in the video. Some of you might have seen those 80s videos, and her hands are all pushed out. Like, remember, talk to the hands and all that? Well, that was a technique of pushing away. I don't want to hear all that noise. And that's drama. So these are techniques on helping you mentor yourself in deflecting negativity and shielding. Let me see. We have just a few more minutes of the show. I'm not going to take a break. I'm just going to tell you the down low for the week. Okay. Let me see. Coming up this weekend, I will be in Casadega. Yahoo! Well, all right. I'm coming back to Casadega. I'm not at the hotel. I'm doing a thing called Gala Days, or it's actually this year. It's called the Spirit of Hope. And it's a festival that will be going all day from like 10 to 6. So it's important that we have hope in our vibration. It's still springtime. There's a lot of hopeful thoughts that we need to put out there to the universe. And we need to start manifesting them now. Just by like, I hope I'll do this. And I'm making sure I get this. And I'm praying for this. I'm asking for this. And raising my energy. And I'm disconnecting from this other energy. And aligning myself with higher frequency. Also, on Wednesday of this week, I will be at Luna. Yay! Okay. Well, that's this calendar. And, you know, Mondays and Tuesdays, lots of my time is dealt with Skype calls or phone sessions. So if you want to call me or Skype me for a session, go to my website at venusinvelvet.com. And then you can click on what you need and we'll set up a session. And it's not just really limited to Monday and Tuesdays, but those are my prime days for Skype and phone. I have my nighttime sessions. It doesn't always have to pertain to the day hours. So if you see my Facebook page, fan page, Venus in Velvet, you'll notice that. I do keep other hours open for those options on different days and nights of the week. So sometimes you can find me at Luna Soul. Sometimes you can find me at Universal Studios or festivals. And I'm opening up to my music and letting go of any fears or concerns that are happening when you make these transitions. Let go of fears of your financial fears. Take a candle and manifest, visualize it, work with it. You have to do your homework. You can't expect the psychics just to flip cards and tell you when, because that's not enough. Between now and then of the when, you have to do the work. Not just going to be magically delicious and happen. You know, no one's going to wave that magic wand, but I do know a lot of new starts are happening out there for people wearing that shift. And please don't get discouraged over Mercury retrograde, because we know we might have computer issues or phone issues or just communication issues. Let it go and bless it. Go do something else if the computer's not working with you. If the phone systems are down, get a day ahead. If you know you're making payments by phone or, you know, online, put it a day ahead in case you have issues with errors. That way you're not sweating it out. Take out the stress, folks. Stress is an unhealthy vibration. Take good care of yourselves and get enough rest, get enough sunlight on you. Eat healthier. Eat organic if you can. Drink lots of water. Hydrate. And do your meditations and your exercising and moving of your mind and body and spirit. Attend a spiritual place to go to or get one with the universe on a regular basis. You're raising your vibration. That in turn will help you stay clear of all things that are negative and not for your highest and best good. So my name is Tore. Thank you for listening tonight. And thank you for your calls. And I hope that you all will remind yourselves of these tools and tips and techniques. I wish you all the blessings and light and love. Namaste.